Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a brand new station, and that is 94.9, a brand new radio frequency. It's just, we just keep growing and growing and growing. It's the audio path of totality, and we are just so absolutely delighted. You can also see the show, although I don't know why on earth anybody would. You can see it on our Facebook page here, Big Willie 105.5, also on my Dimitri profile page. Hi. Don't understand why anybody would want to watch, but thousands of people do. And we are very, very grateful. All you're going to see is some idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much it. My guest is on the phone, so you can't see him. But yet people, Chris, here's the crazy part. People keep watching the stream. It's just unbelievable to me. And my theory is this, that if they're sadists or masochists, I can understand why. The sadists enjoy seeing me suffer. The masochists want to see themselves suffer. But anybody else, I don't understand why anybody else would be watching this thing. And yet they do. Get a life! What's wrong with you?
That's what it is, you know?
What? What is it?
It's your good look, sir.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, well, you obviously haven't seen my profile picture or haven't seen... We've never met, actually. We've actually never met, which might account for a lot of that stuff. Anyway, back with a very special guest. Really cool guy. He is a constitutional conservative. He is a delegate of the District 97. He is Chris Anders. He and his wife live in Martinsburg. Oh, by the way, if you know, I appreciate you joining, especially on short notice. If you want to give a plug for your wife's wreath business, she does very nice wreaths. Does she sell those things?
Yeah, she sells those on Etsy. It's funny. My wife she's a physician assistant, and she works a virtual office from home. And she also has she decided one day, and she's very talented, to start selling wreaths on Etsy. And so she has a store on Etsy, and it has a cute name. It's called Pookie's Creations. But anyhow, that's a long story. But she's done very well with that, and she enjoys that a lot. One thing that, you know, however, she is looking for. One thing that we are working on passing, because she is a PA in West Virginia, such a desert for healthcare, we're looking at expanding scope of practice laws so that PAs and nurse practitioners can then open their own healthcare facilities, which would be a huge boon to West Virginia. But yeah, she enjoys doing the wreaths. And it's funny, while we've had static on the phone at the same time, hilariously, we had our small cat come in the dog door with a mouse in its mouth and running through the house with my wife in full pursuit trying to catch this mouse and save it. So it's been an interesting morning so far.
Oh, my word. Do you have any pictures of that you could post? You really should.
You know, I'm talking on my phone. I would have had pictures to post.
God, I would have paid to see those, let me tell you. So it's Pookie.
That video would have been better.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's always better.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. And it's Pookie's what now? Pookie what?
Pookie's Creations. Pookie's Creations on Etsy.
All right. Well, I wish you well and wish her well with that. They look lovely. They really do. So good luck with that. Hey, what else do we need to know about what is happening in West Virginia? The media is just utterly useless. I mean, it's just an extension of the establishment. They never tell us anything. They just try to make the people, the insiders, look good. They're just a PR extension of the power structure. So what exactly do our listeners need to know about what's really going on in West Virginia politics?
Well, I mean, you always have to pay attention to what's happening at the State House, because you can watch the legislature live when it's in session, and we'll probably have a special session in the next month or so. I've heard rumor thereof. I've been speaking with the governor about this religious exemption issue we're having in Berkeley County, and the rumors out there will be back in session, but you can watch live what's actually happening in your capital. I often call it watching Criminal Minds, but as a joke, but you can watch the legislature live. I can tell you things are changing. I'm literally going out to Bridgeport Thursday evening to speak to a citizens activism group who invited me speak because they want to know what really happened in Charleston, because the media never portrays it correctly. Yep. The parties, you know, the party establishments put a big spin on things, and so I've been asked to come out and speak there and in a couple other places throughout the state. So people are paying attention. I do my best to put as much out as I can on Facebook, on my website, and I have an email list of somewhere around 15,000 people in the state that I'm constantly updating with what's actually going on. You know, because if you
stop for a second here. 15,000 email addresses. Did you send a blast out last night that you were going to be on with Dimitri, including the call letters and the frequencies and the Facebook live stream? Did you do that?
You know, I didn't.
And
I just I will be sure, my friend, to put on my next email to say that that I was on your radio show with the
man
and all the information.
Golly, Chris, jeez, man. You know, this is a missed opportunity for me. I mean, you.
Night when you contacted me, so, you know.
Well, still, anyway. All right. What else is going on with you as a constitutional conservative? How do you keep your mind with what's going on in D.C. and also in the General Assembly, the legislature in West Virginia? How do you do that? Because anytime there's a real constitutional conservative, whether it's a Tom Massey or a Rand Paul, they're demonized even by Donald Trump. And on the state level here, there's you, there's Pat McGee, and there's a few others. Oh, Chris Rose, who's wonderful. I love Chris Rose, state senator. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them, it seems a lot of you get really demonized and have a really tough time with your fellow Republicans.
That is correct. I mean, in the House, we don't have to worry about the Democrats doing bad things. There's only 9 of them.
Yeah.
There's 91 so-called Republicans. Out of that, maybe 30 are really conservatives, and everybody else is a member of the undocumented Democrats. And it's tough. But, you know, I'm a history dork. My worldview is based upon, you know, what has happened in the past, because, you know, history should be a mirror so you can, you know, what happened before has a very good chance of repeating itself. And I look back in history and I understand what our founding fathers sacrificed, what those soldiers sacrificed when they marched barefoot to Trenton and they froze at Valley Forge, what the soldiers that have fought since then to preserve our great republic and to preserve the Constitution and freedom, what they have sacrificed, everything they ever had and everything they ever would have. You draw inspiration from that. You know, you can't let all the noise and all the political maneuvers of the politicians distract you from your job. Your job, when you are elected, you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to uphold the Constitution. Nothing else, just the Constitution. That is your job. Anything else is second to that. So you have to stay laser focused and not be spun by all the lobbyists and all the special interests, and stay true to representing the Constitution and the liberty that it preserves for the people that voted for you.
My sources tell me that you are so into this and our founding fathers and the Revolutionary War that you actually participate in mock battles. Is that right?
I'm a member of the Sons of the American Revolution because I had many ancestors who fought for freedom from British tyranny, which is kind of ironic. We had more freedom back then under King George III than we do under a current government today. But I digress.
Well, wait a minute. There was slavery back then. I mean, let's put it in perspective here. I mean, come on.
Well, there was slavery in the United States up until 1865 as well.
Right.
That's a completely different topic. Mm-hmm. Individual liberty for the majority of people, you had much more freedom and much lower taxes. Citizens owned warships when we were under King George. Now they're telling us that just, keeping a semi-automatic rifle, we should be thrilled with. I'm sorry, that's not the intent of the Second Amendment. But yes, there was slavery. Slavery was horrible. I'm glad we got rid of it. It was a horrible stain on America. And, glad we've moved past, we were able to eradicate that. But at the same time, we have less freedom today. But yes, I do, I participated for 30 years in historical reenactments. I've done programs at Valley Forge. I've done programs at Gettysburg. I've done programs at Antietam. I've led programs for the anniversary series of the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. And now I'm doing the same for the 250th of the American Revolution, because unless people realize what they weren't numbers and they weren't just names on a page, they were real people with real lives. They had husbands and wives and children, and they sacrificed so much, everything they had, their honor and their lives, to give us this freedom. To allow compromising politicians to slowly chip away at it is absolutely wrong.
No question about that. So I could own a battleship, huh?
Well, you could. You could, man. Even under King George, and also, under the American government until recently.
My goodness, I would have loved to have owned the Missouri. That would have been...
Arms means cannon too, my friend.
Wow. Well, we were allowed to own cannons up until the mid-1960s, I think. That's amazing stuff.
Correct. Yeah, it absolutely is, to realize how much freedom has been destroyed, at least on the Second Amendment part, from 1934 till today.
Yeah.
A lot of it under quote-unquote Republican rule.
Yeah.
That really should upset most people.
I'd love to own a battleship. Next question. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. Who is going to run against her in the primary to finally get rid of this rhino?
We're actually blessed to have a great candidate running against Capito. Because let's face it, Capito is the epitome of West Virginia's political establishment rhino.
Yep.
She voted for to fund red flag gun confiscation. She voted to fund Planned Parenthood. She voted to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. I mean, the list is long and not distinguished of her voting record. But we have Tom Willis, who's a state senator, who is a constitutional conservative, a good Christian man, who just announced couple weeks ago he is running against Capito. It'd be the first time she has a real primary challenge, and I will say again, Tom is the Republican in the race, so I'm excited. He's actually my state senator, and he is a very principled gentleman. He was a special forces ranger. He's a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. He served all over the world defending the Constitution and our liberty, and now he wants to do it in the U.S. Senate.
All right, we're almost out of time. Is he going to have enough money to do this?
We believe so.
That is great.
It's amazing the number of people who have lined up who do not like the way Shelley Moore Capito votes and have lined up behind him. So I have a feeling he'll have the ammunition to win this battle.
Hey, if he wants some free airtime, get in touch with him. I'll be more than happy to have him on the show here. If he comes up here, I'll be more than happy to have him in the studio, and you as well, of course. So please do that.
People can see our beautiful faces along with your beautiful face.
Oh,
right?
Spare me. Jesus, what a... Anyway, we're almost out of time. I always give my guest the last word. You've got about 45 seconds to say whatever you want directly to all of the people. My microphone is yours, Chris Anders.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be Apparently, we've had some technical glitches with the phones. But, you know, this is my plea to the people. Always pay attention to not what a politician says, to watch what a politician does, and to also realize you do not have blind allegiance to the politician. So no matter what they do, you have to support them. Instead, the politician owes you that allegiance to fulfill their promises they made on the campaign trail. You know, they work to earn your vote. They cannot then turn around and stab the voters in the back. They owe it. They have an allegiance to the voters and to the Constitution and not the other way around. So I'm really hopeful we're going to see a political revolution in West Virginia where we'll have real conservatives and real lovers of freedom and liberty, win in 26 so that we can make West Virginia a shining light for freedom.
Very quickly, how do people get in touch with Chris Anders?
You can find me on Facebook, or you can go to Anders4WV.com. You can even sign up for my email list there by Get Involved. It's Anders4WV.com. Hunt me down on Facebook. It's S. Chris Anders for State Delegate, or even my personal page, S. Chris Anders.
Thank you.